It is fun to prepare for extra cash, but, of course, the inflation adjustment on annuities, which is the federal pension system, is compensating for increases in prices. So it's not clear that, you know, the increase will actually leave people better off. And it's important to point out that Bureau of Labor Statistics has actually looked at the difference between the inflation rate for seniors as compared to the entire population. And they find that seniors have a slightly higher inflation rate, mainly because they spend more on medical services and other types of services. But still, it's better than nothing, and it's way better than what most people have in the private sector, because in the private sector, most people don't have pensions. And when they do, the pensions usually don't have a cost of living adjustment. Should also point out that FERS retirees don't get the full adjustment. If it's 3.5% for CSRS, it's going to be 2.5% for FERS. So that's a problem for FERS retirees, because their annuity is constantly falling behind inflation by a little bit each year. Of course, they also get a Social Security benefit, and that has a full cost of living adjustment. So that is good news to that extent.
That takes a little of the sting out. Does it help even things out, or does it depend?
Well, it helps even things out, but it's not, you know, they're not fully compensated for inflation, is the end result. And inflation is a key thing for retirees, because lots of people are retiring in their 60s, sometimes even in their 50s. Many of those people will live into their 90s, which means that they could be retired for 25, 30, 40 years in some cases. So inflation over that period of time becomes very significant.
And often the inflation can take place in items that matter to people retired, such as fuel, maybe not so much housing, but food and fuel.
And medicine.
And medicine.
And medicine and medical care and long-term care. And it's really services like medical care and long-term care tend to go up faster than the overall inflation rate. And seniors tend to be more dependent on services than younger people. They obviously, you know, on average need more medical care and long-term care. Another item is, as you say, fuel, which is very volatile because it goes up and down in price. I mean, obviously the cost of medical care and long-term care, they go up in price. We've never seen them go down. So many times you'll see reported the consumer price index excluding food and energy. And that's because, you know, food prices go up and down too. And just as a for instance, through the end of May, the consumer inflation rate was 3.6% over the previous 12 months, but excluding food and energy, it was only 1.5%. Now, the rejoinder to that is, you know, excluding food and energy, I'm pretty much dead. You know, I mean, how do I exclude that from my life? The reason they look at that is not because they think people can exclude that, but because those prices could very likely go down in the future.
We are talking with Arthur Stein, a certified financial planner at SPC Financial. So as people start to prepare for the idea that this money may be coming to them in the form of a COLA, what tips would you have for them to get ready for that? Is there anything they should specifically do or anything they should specifically not do?
Well, what I would not do is just think about increasing my cost of living because I'm going to get this extra 3.5%. What I would urge people to do is, you know, you're retired, you're on a fixed income. It may go up a little bit each year with inflation, but it's still a fixed income. If you're going to get some extra money, you know, one, try and save as much of it as you can. And if you do need to spend it, make sure you spend it on things that are necessary and important because, you know, among other things, there's the possibility that, you know, maybe Congress is going to fool with the cost of living adjustment. I know that at least one time, and this is a long time ago, they postponed the cost of living adjustment for federal employees to save money. So, you know, it's just something you want to be prepared for. You want to use it wisely.
I guess nobody ever retired with the expectation of sitting at home and starving because fuel and food prices are rising so much.
But you know, let's face it. I mean, food prices and fuel prices have gone up enough to where it really bites. And then people all of a sudden, you know, if the medical costs and just the cost of health insurance, you know, as we know, the cost of health insurance has been going up much more quickly than the rate of inflation for a long, long time. And when you're retired, you're not going to get a raise, and it becomes hard to deal with.